Amen. And appreciate Brother David and again, Miss Lee and all the workers. And what a blessing to have this ministry for our children and to be able to be, just the investment we can make in them. And I want to just take a couple of minutes and turn to Psalm 78, one of my favorite psalms, as some of you know. Psalm 78. And just look at the first eight verses real quick. And Psalm 78, verse 1. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. It might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You tonight for the opportunity we have to meet together. Lord, we thank You for the hard work that's been put in this year and teaching our children, master clubs and Sunday schools and children's church. And God, I pray that You would help us to be good stewards of the children that You've given us. Help us as parents to make sure that we teach our kids and that they can pass it on to their children. And we thank You, Lord, for what You'll do. In Jesus' name, amen. All of us are in the same boat when it comes to our children and thinking about their future and where they're going to be in 5 years, 10 years. And all of us as parents, you know, we try to make plans, and to a certain degree we're trying to, you know, get our children focused in an area and help guide them to a certain extent. But we're also trying to create within them and teaching them to be independent. I think that's one of the problems we have in America today, is we have a bunch of kids who've been babied too much and haven't been taught to be independent. Let me clarify what that means. It doesn't mean independent when they can do whatever they want. I'm talking about independent where they know how to work and a driver's license. It still gets me sometimes. I think about when I was 16, I wanted a driver's license right then. I went down the day I turned 16 and got my driver's license. And my dad made me because I had to have a job and I had to work. So just all of us creating and guiding our kids. But the most important thing and the most important subject we can pass on to them is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can't thank these workers enough, and again, our other children's programs who take the time and effort to do that. And parents, though it's our primary responsibility to do that, I'm thankful for a church who comes alongside to help us do that, to encourage our children and to teach them. And Master Clubs, workers, I never want you to feel in any way, and I hope you don't, that what you do is not the most important thing in the world to do. It is. And what you accomplish and what you do for these children is far and above anything else that can be done for them. I want to remind you, too, that we live in a generation and we live in a day and age in which this scripture has been ignored. You look back 30, 40 years and we raise a generation that doesn't know God. I'm still amazed at the amount of parents, even that attend our church, whose kids have not been taught the Word of God. You say that happens in our church? Yes. Yeah. I'm amazed that that can still happen and still transpire in an environment such as this one. I want to encourage you, parents. We've, again, raised a generation that has forsaken the church. Churches around America are empty because parents have not passed it on to the next generation. And I know I've said this before from the pulpit, but let me encourage you again. Sunday nights are important. Wednesday nights are important. And the reason why Sunday night's so important is that I believe in large part that generation has left the churches because they get in big church and find out it's not all fun and games. So kids need to be in the regular service. They need to be in a Sunday night service on Wednesday during the summer. Of course, they get that opportunity too. And I would encourage your parents to encourage and to be here on Wednesday nights. They need to be sitting in big church. They, as Brother Wiggins said, they need to be learning the hymns. And they need to have the same umph that you have towards being here in church. Or at least I hope that you have that. Amen. All right. I'm just talking tonight. Is that all right? Pass it on. Amen. Pass it on. Take every effort that a parent, many of you here tonight, your kids are very young and young adults, just pass it on. Make sure that you are developing in your home a Christian home, not just a home, but a Christian home. That there's scriptures on the wall. That you create an environment in which that child can be fostered and encouraged in the things of God. And I hope that you have and will start a family devotional time. All these things. Here the psalmist Asaph, by the way, Asaph wrote about 10 or 11 of the psalms, and a lot of times his psalms had to deal with the history of Israel. He was David's song leader, if that gives you any indication. He was David's song leader. And he writes this. He says, we need to be careful. We need to adhere and remember to pass what we have learned on to the next generation. And if you read about this particular area, we know that many of the Israelites had forgotten about the great miracles God had done in Egypt in the time of Saul and the time of David. And so this Asaph is standing up saying, hey, I want to remind you of the great things God did in the land of Egypt and how God brought you out by the mighty hand. He says there, we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation the praise of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works. Showing to the generation the praise of the Lord. What is that? Well, it's a song. Praising the Lord. I hope that around your house you're praising the Lord. Amen? I remember every Sunday morning getting up at our home growing up, and Mom and Dad had music on the stereo system, 8-track or whatever it was, you know. Playing good Christian music. And I'm thankful that I was exposed to good Christian music. Godly Christian music. And I hope that you'll take that same opportunity with your kids to be sure that you develop with them an appetite for good Christian music. Notice how I said that. Because whatever you play for them, they're going to develop an appetite for that kind of music. And so I'm going to encourage you. You ought to help them. We bring in Bible college groups and other groups here. We have the Mark Trammell Quartet coming back next year. And it's not that you have to listen to all quartet music, but develop within them that. Be careful what you allow your children to listen to. I'm telling you, music is not all moral. It's not neutral. You can sing Happy Birthday sensuously. I think there's a famous lady who did that. Right? Hello? Music is not all moral. So we need to be careful of what we allow our children to listen to. He says to show to them the praises of the Lord. And so let's be careful and have a good godly song as we go about training our children. It says there again that he appointed a law in Israel, commanded their fathers they should make them known to children. Look there, verse 4. The praise of the Lord and His strength. And His strength. Can we all would attest to that we serve a mighty God, don't we? What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a powerful God who can do anything. By the way, He can do anything but fail. And I'm thankful I serve a God who's that way. And we need to teach our children that our God is strong. Right? I would sing a VeggieTales song, but I won't do it. But God's much bigger than the boogeyman. He's bigger than Godzilla and the monsters on TV. Sorry. I don't know why things stick in my head that way. God's big. God's strong. And we need to teach our children that. God is much stronger than any event that comes into our life that we may not be able to or we seemingly cannot handle. God's much bigger than anything that comes into our life. And then, kind of along the same lines, and His wonderful works. I hope that in your life, you can look back and say, God did this for me, God did that for me, and God did that for me, and God did this for us. By the way, you ought to be telling your kids that. Don't just keep it to yourself. Remind your kids, hey, the Lord did this for us. The Lord did that for us. You wonder why we live in this house? The Lord did that for us. You wonder why mom and daddy have food on the table? The Lord did that for us. We serve a wonderful God. A wonderful God. And He has shown His wonderful works to us. The wonderful work. Amen. Amen. The wonderful works of God. He established a testimony in Jacob, pointed a law in Israel, which He commanded his fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. What I like about Master Clubs, again, I think the memorization is the foundation of it, but as they began to teach them how to teach, that others may be able to teach others also, the Bible says. And we need to instill within our children that ability to be able to tell others of the strength of God, the praises of the Lord, and His wonderful works. That they might tell their children. I'm thankful my dad was a good Christian, and is a good Christian. I'm thankful for that. And we were raised in a home where my dad practiced what he preached. I'm thankful on my dad's side that my papa, my dad's dad, was a good Christian and practiced what he preached. And he got saved out of the oil field. I mean, he was my papa was a rough man, and he got saved when he was in his early 20s. A roughneck, just a rough. And God saved him. But he had, his dad, my great-grandfather, was a good Christian man. Now, both my papa and my dad strayed a little bit, but both of them came back to the Lord. Because my great-grandpa and my great-grandmother taught it to them. If you teach it to them and you do it right and you live it, they won't be able to get away from it. Amen. Right? Train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he won't depart from it. Amen. And so you do what's right. You raise them right. You teach them again the praise of the Lord, the strength of God, and the wonderful works He's done, and they'll come back to it every time. That they might set their hope in God. And not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. That's what we need today. I'm thankful for Master Club workers, Children's Church workers. Thankful for Sunday school teachers who are called alongside to help parents do so. And I encourage you workers, I know some of you deciding what you're going to do, whether you're coming back to work this next time. I just encourage you to do so. No higher privilege than teaching kids the Word of God, that they may teach others also. And let us never take that for granted. I know I do from time to time. Let's never take it for granted. Remember to teach the next generation. I'm thankful we have multiple generations in this church who have stayed by the stuff, who are here. And let's make that a pattern at Heritage Baptist Church, that kids are here and a part of our church. Amen? Amen. Let's all stand. We're going to have verse invitation. I know Brother Latta, nobody's here, but we're going to do it anyway. I may hum it. Miss Christy, can you do that? I'm sorry. Let's do Just As I Am, or Miss Linda, whatever. She's coming. Head bow and eyes closed for just a moment. I know we've got a lot of kids in here. Parents, tonight, I know that it's been a brief message, but again, we take it for granted sometimes about teaching the next generation. Let's be reminded to be faithful in giving, teaching. Heavenly Father, we thank You for these children and, Lord, the responsibility that You've given us to raise them right. And the responsibility as a church to help and the parent and a good Christian education. And I pray, God, that You would help us to be good stewards of the children You've given us. We pray, Lord, that You would help us as parents to pass it on to our kids, to practice what we preach, to see that next generation follow You, that they might teach the next generation. Lord, we pray for strength and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Before the music, I do want to say something. I was asked this a couple of weeks ago. How do we do that, preacher? I mean, how in the world, in this generation, are we going to see the next generation come around and do right? It's only the grace of God. By the way, it's only the grace of God that any of our kids turn out decent. Most of us don't have a clue. Amen? Just do our best, rely upon the Lord, and God will see it through. Amen. Let's sing Just As I Am. What page is it on? It's up there, Just As I Am. Ready?